855. You can bring up anything toll free here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Coming up, a flesh eating drug has come to the United States. We'll share with you more about crocodile. 855-453 is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
We've been talking to quite a bit of detail about the Robin Hood hearing, the evidentiary hearing, day two of what is expected to be three pretty much full days in court. We were there starting at 9 a.m. Daryl, you tweeted out over 200 tweets today from the courtroom. We're kind of reviewing some of the highlights of the trial, pointing out how the Robin Hooders were, in court. The parking enforcers were there. The Robin Hooders are people who save folks here in Keene from getting parking tickets. Before the parking enforcer can reach an expired meter, the goal of the Robin Hooder is to reach that meter first and deposit a coin in the meter to therefore prevent the parking enforcer from writing a ticket. And as a result of that, the Robin Hooders have prevented over 5,000, some say 6,000 tickets from being written thus far this year. It's an incredibly successful form of activism. It's a feel-good form of activism that helps people in the community. It makes your day better. I mean, you go into a business, you're downtown, you put 40 minutes on the meter or whatever, you stay for an extra five, you come out, there's that ticket on your car, and you get that sinking feeling in the pit of your stomach. Ugh, now you've got to pay that fine, you've got to go through the hassle of dealing with that, and if you don't have the money, then eventually the fine goes up, or if you forget about it, the fine goes up, they eventually will steal your car from you. I mean, it's a terrible experience getting a ticket.
Parking meters are one of the only quote-unquote services that I can think of where you pay beforehand and hope that you pay the right amount.
Yeah. Right. And, if you're tied up in a meeting or getting a haircut, well, you're screwed.
Cell
right?
phones, you kind of do that. You buy a plan where you are going to get, say, 600 minutes a month, and then you try to get that amount of minutes out of it, right?
A lot of times you can change your cell phone plan, though.
You can. You can change it. But you can, the next time you go use the meter, you can put it in a different amount.
Right, but
it's
every month.
It's a rare system.
Right, every month with your cell phone, you're not estimating, okay, I'm going to use 594 minutes next month, so let me pay this. And then the month after, I only use 300 last month, so I'm going to
estimate actually 300. Worse. It's worse than a parking meter. Is that what your suggestion is?
No.
It is. Yeah. Cell phones are one of the few ways, you're right, few people do this setup, and it's a crappy setup to pay ahead of time for some stuff you might
right,
use.
Right, but I'm saying with the cell phone, you're not adjusting your plan every month or every day.
You could.
You could. It would make no sense to right. do so.
Right, and it's even more difficult to adjust your cell phone plan than it is to adjust your parking meter feeding behavior.
Right. And I don't really think that parking meter feeding behavior has anything to do with it. If you are going into a restaurant, and let's say that it's, one of these diner-style restaurants, you would imagine, okay, a diner, I'll be in here 45 minutes.
Yep.
So you might put an hour on the meter.
Okay.
Well, they don't have any of what it is that you wanted to order, so you had to order something else, and it takes longer to prepare than you thought, and then the waitress is late bringing you a check, or being slow bringing you a check, and you're in there for an hour and 15 minutes. Because you thought that it was going to take you one amount of time, and it took you a lot longer, that has nothing to do with your parking meter feeding habits.
If you, for whatever reason, use more minutes on your cell phone, you will wish that you only got the parking ticket worth of trouble. And you can get a lot bigger problems if you go over your limit on the cell phone. I think a cell phone is an apt analogy.
Speaking of phones, let's go to Robert listening in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Good. What's on your mind, Robert?
I just got a couple of things I want to throw out there.
All right, sure.
Anybody can go to YouTube or go to Free Keene Mm-hmm. There's a website in there. You can see all of the videos and stuff. And I've looked at all of them, you know, with the Robin Hooders and stuff like that. I couldn't find one in there where anybody from the Robin Hooders side, you know, did anything to, offend, you know, molest, you know, any of them kind of things to any of the parking enforcement officers.
No, but there's plenty of footage with the parking enforcement officers calling us names.
Yes. However, one video I did find, there was some, you know, meat stick in there that was chasing around Ian, the guy with the big afro there.
Garrett.
He's chasing him around. They started off in the middle of downtown, you know, in the medium, and it ended up somewhere.
Oh, you're talking about the thug?
Five star.
You're talking about the thug where he attacks Garrett? Or tries to attack Garrett?
You know, and that brings up an interesting question because, you know, parking enforcement officers, they have the same, they can arrest people and bring people to jail and give tickets and stuff like that. What I'm asking is that the guy that went ahead and did all of the running his mouth and going after people and attacking people, how come the police didn't arrest him?
Right, that's a great question. In fact, the man who attacked one of the Robin Hooders, he was witnessed attacking the Robin Hooder by at least one of the parking enforcers, and nothing was done to that man. Nothing at all.
No.
And there was other attacks that were caught on video. Two other attacks.
And the officers, they saw this and did nothing. They just kind of just walked away.
Because there's no obligation. They have no obligation to protect you. Maybe they'll protect you. Maybe not.
Well,
and
it's not that they don't have obligation, Ian. It's just
true.
That, you know, they're police, okay? Right, wrong, or indifferent. But, you know, if they see a crime, they have to arrest it.
No, they don't. No, that's what I'm trying to tell you, Robert.
Selective enforcement.
They have full discretion. They have no obligation to enforce their laws. They can do it with whoever they want to in whatever circumstance they want to. So if they decide they don't want to protect you, there's nothing you can do about it.
At least, that's what it says in terms of what their rules are. But nevertheless, it is what it is. But there is another question I wanted to ask Daryl here. You know, I know he's running for mayor, and I really want to congratulate him. I think he's going to make a fantastic mayor. But, you know, there's other of you guys that do you see in the future maybe running for some of the other positions, like, for instance, like maybe county attorney. Or maybe run for sheriff or something. I think that them two positions, you know, a lot of changes can happen for Keene.
I think Mark should run for sheriff.
I don't know if there's anybody in the Keene area that is a free stater that is qualified to run for county attorney.
Do you have to be an attorney?
You do have to have passed the bar to be county attorney in New Hampshire.
Robert, good call, man. Thanks for making it tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
Before we go on, I want to go back to Mark's cell phone analogy. No, because it's a horrible analogy.
I don't think it is. Go ahead.
If you go over your cell phone minutes and you get billed the overage, you don't get a, you know, ticket from the cell phone company with the threat of having your cell phone stolen and the possibility of jail.
No, you won't lose your cell phone. You'll just lose the ability to use it.
That's why you get a no-contract plan. That way your month can start whenever you need it to.
Try your no-contract plan if you go over whatever the minutes are after you've gone.
I've got 300 minutes a month
with
unlimited text, unlimited data.
Okay, so
if I'm at 295 minutes, restart my month right now.
Okay, so you've got a fabulous effing plan, okay?
Yes, I do.
But that doesn't change the fact that the vast majority of cell phone contracts used to, maybe it's changing, and I'd love to see this really crappy way of doing business change. Most of them had you pick a number of minutes. All right, pick your number of minutes. You pick the minutes, you go over the minutes, we slam your butt with 25 cents a minute after that. It depends on the plan.
More coming up at 855 450 free. You may take control. This is Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program Torchat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We have the Bitcoin tip jar in which you may place the selected amount of Bitcoins that you prefer. We'll also accept Litecoins as well, but if you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, you'll see that tip jar there. It is our Bitcoin address, and there's also a chip in to make it easy. Go again to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. There are also some handy links on the Bitcoin page, like to We Use Coins, where you can learn more about Bitcoin. It's a decentralized currency that puts the power of the money into your hands. You are the person
who deals directly with your funds. There's no bank in between you and your funds. There's no government that's inflating the money supply and manipulating things. It's truly a currency for the individual, a currency for you. And Bitcoin's amazing. You really owe it to yourself to learn more about it. And once you're ready to get some Bitcoins, then you need to have a wallet. And there's a link right there at the top of bitcoin.freetalklive.com to blockchain.info.
Yeah, blockchain.info is the, in my opinion, best online Bitcoin wallet out there, at least free one. I don't know. There may be a good, great one that you pay money for. I'm not clear on that. And certainly there may be one skulking about the internet that I haven't heard of. Blockchain.info provides a really good one. And one of the things, several of the things I like about it, I like the fact that you can access it on your, I can access it on my Android phone. If I had an iPhone, I could access it on that. I can access it on a laptop or a desktop or wherever I can get access to the internet. It makes it easy for me. It's got encryption techniques that go on right in the browser, which disallow blockchain.info or the NSA or anybody else to sort of see what's going on in my account. There's anonymizing tools that disallow them from knowing who's doing business. I don't use those anonymizing tools generally in doing Bitcoins. I guess I have used them in the past, but you know, but I just don't generally use them. But you may want to send or receive money anonymously, and you can use blockchain's tools there with their wallet to make it happen. It's blockchain.info. You can join more than millions of other Bitcoin users and get your free wallet there today. Blockchain.info.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. We do have other things to talk about tonight, but the Robinhood trial is so unique. It's something that has never happened anywhere before. The judge even points out that he's never been asked to address anything like this. He's not familiar with any kind of case law like this, because what the city is asking for here is absolutely ridiculous. They're asking to basically crush the constitutional rights of, and by the way, your rights aren't because of the Constitution, but the Constitution is supposed to outline those, to crush people's rights, preventing them from speaking and from recording, and it's outrageous.
You know, it was really interesting when James Cleveland was on the
AKA
stand.
AKA Robin Hood.
And he made mention of his Part 1, Article 8 rights in New Hampshire that says that public officials are to be at all times accountable to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And after he mentioned that, the hired gun for the city said, "Oh, well, you seem like you're very well trained on rights. Are you familiar with the Glick decision?"
Yeah.
And I think he was about to answer the question when John Meyer stood up objected and said it's irrelevant whether or not he is familiar with the Glick decision or not. And there are so many interpretations of what the Glick decision actually said that we could be here all day debating that.
Well, the attorney for the city's point was going to be that Glick apparently says something about a comfortable remove.
Meaning and time, place, and manner restrictions.
We're talking about recording. Not everybody knows what Glick is. Glick is an important decision out of, I forget
the
which circuit.
But circuit court of which New Hampshire is part of.
Where it basically affirms your right to record the police and government workers.
Public officials while on duty when they do not have an expectation of privacy.
Article 8's it's a pretty great article. I'll go ahead and read the actual text here. Now, this is in the New Hampshire Constitution. Your Constitution may vary where you live, but
it will vary.
This one says, "All power residing originally in and being derived from the people, all the magistrates and officers of government, that includes parking enforcement officers, are their substitutes and agents." So the suggestion there is that they're just doing your bidding. You're the one who wants parking tickets. You're the one who's asked for this
service. There are lots of people in Keene, New Hampshire that want parking tickets.
Some people.
Lots of people downtown.
There was the one guy that posted on some free Keene from the Free Staters or the Citizens for Parking Enforcement that said, "I've got an idea. Let's all go get parking parking tickets and then gladly pay them."
Right.
And go down and line up. Pictures of ourselves with smiles on our faces as we hand them our $5.
By the way, I don't think they did it.
I don't think they did either. Who the hell wants to give $5 to this?
I also thought it was interesting when Alan was asked, "Are you familiar with the city ordinances?" And he said, No.
Well, I don't know anybody who can read all these things.
The remainder of this statement is as follows. This is, again, Article 8 from the New Hampshire Constitution's Bill of Rights. Government, therefore, should be open, accessible, accountable, and responsive. So open, accessible, accountable, and responsive, meaning that not only should you be able to record them and to watch them and to observe in whatever way you think is appropriate, but you should be able to ask them questions, and they should respond to you.
They don't do that.
No. To that, in effect, the fact that we have asked them questions, and those questions have made them feel uncomfortable, because like when I would talk to these folks, I would say, you know, how can you sleep at night doing what you do? Doesn't it get to you, stealing people's cars and threatening people?
Stop harassing me!
Right, that's what they call harassing, asking them real hard-hitting questions about the job that they do. Cecilia is in Keene, New Hampshire, and you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, Mark, Daryl, how are you all?
Good. You almost got put in handcuffs today for bringing a cup of coffee into the courtroom.
I did. Jay once told me if I ever get arrested, it'll be because of my mouth. Well, it wasn't just for the coffee. I was having a conversation with Kate about the coffee afterward, and the bailiff came over to me and told me I had to go outside. I couldn't have conversations. Then there was clearly at least a dozen other people in the room having conversations.
Wow.
So obviously, he didn't like the context of my conversation, and I thought he was very... very rude and highly unprofessional, so I went and filed a complaint against him.
So I've filed complaints against the bailiffs before, and of course nothing is done, so it'll be interesting to have you follow up on that and see how that works out.
Yeah, I don't really expect anything to be done, but at least it's on record that he's kind of a jerk.
You get whipped up enough and you feel like filing a complaint. Yeah.
So what were you calling about tonight?
Oh, I was just calling to talk about that. I heard you mentioned about my coffee episode, and I just wanted to follow up on it and say hi, and I don't have any luck at court. You know, people threaten me for talking and, you know, standing and having coffee. It's sad.
Well, those guys love to threaten people. I mean, they really seem to get a real stiffy off of it. It's their thing, I guess. And, you know, if they can threaten you for something, they will find some petty thing. In your case, it was his coffee cup. And did I understand correctly, the city attorney was sitting in the row behind you and he had a coffee cup?
Yes, and there's probably at least five or six other people in the room who had drinks. It was just,
myself included.
You know, it's sad.
Thanks for sharing your experience, Cecilia, and appreciate you being there today. Thanks for that, and thanks for the call tonight. We're coming up here tonight. You can take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The Robin Hooders were back in court today for day number two of what is expected to be 3 days of an evidentiary hearing. Now, normally, if you're going to spend 3 days in a courtroom, you'd think that's a full trial. Not so in this case. This is...
It just keeps on keeping on.
First hearing in a case that was filed in May. It's taken this long to even get halfway through, to the two-thirds point in this hearing. It's taken two full days of court, and the prosecution isn't even done with its case yet. Now, to be fair, Pete Ayer and James Cleveland, who are two of the Robin Hooders in this case, people who've saved thousands of individuals from getting parking tickets here in Keene, New Hampshire, they did testify out of order because this whole process is taking so long, and they're both working, they've got things they're doing, so they couldn't make it through all 3 days. So there have been a couple of the witnesses that have come out of order. The bulk of the first 2 days has been the prosecution's case.
I still think it's funny that Garrett was called as a witness for the city.
That's Garrett Ian, one of the Robin Hooders. Well, the city can call whichever witnesses that they want.
Right, I know, but generally the city doesn't call one of the defendants as their witness.
If they want to ensure that they will get that person on the stand, that's the only way they can do it. Because if they were to just hope that our attorney would call him, our attorney may not call him, and then they wouldn't be able to question
him. If Garrett would have refused, which is his right... You cannot be compelled to testify against yourself. So had Garrett refused
no, I don't think that's
to
true
testify...
I don't know if that's true in a civil case. I'm not sure about that. I would love to hear more from somebody that knows more about law than
I do. I think it's true in any case that you cannot be compelled to testify against yourself.
That's a good question. I'm not sure about that.
Nor am I.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, 855-450-3733.
We were just talking about bitcoins and how to store your bitcoins, but, you know, you got to get bitcoins in order to be able to store them. The way to get bitcoins is cashintocoins.com. It's safe, fast, legal, easy, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. I want to tell you about the low fees. You know, they've got specials that go on all the time, and they keep the prices low at cashintocoins.com because they want you to get Bitcoins. 1% Wednesdays. There's a 1% fee on all orders over $40, and under $40, no fee at all. It's cashintocoins.com. They always make themselves available by email. If something comes up, they'll be up front with you and keep you informed. Bitcoin's still new and developing. It is the wild, wild west when it comes to getting these things, Bitcoins, as and they're constantly in flux, but customers will never be kept in the dark. That's the promise from cashintocoins.com.
Yeah, and people's initial reviews have been fantastic. Cashintocoins.com. Let's continue here. Of course, we'll take your calls if you've got any comments on the Robinhood trial or the whole situation. Actually, was on break today for lunch. Went to Subway, got something real fast, because whenever you're at court, you don't always even get a full hour for lunch, and that was the case today, although today was longer than the last lunch we had had. So that way I still had like 20 minutes so I could still bike home, because it's Keene. Don't live far from the center of downtown. Biked home real fast, and the mail lady was walking toward the house, and she actually asked about the trial.
nice.
Yeah, and she wished us good luck. So I'm going to take that as meaning that she's in support of the side of the Robin Hooders, because why else
could
would
be.
Yeah, why else would she say something
and
wish
just be
luck?
Wanting to know what's going on, getting your side of the story, and you know, wishing you luck because she prefer you to believe that she's on your side, doesn't
maybe.
Want her house protested with a candlelight vigil.
Well, I don't think that her taking sides in the case would be a reason for a candlelight vigil.
How does she know
vigil?
That? But there certainly yeah. have been candlelight vigils
oh,
against government bureaucrats.
Thank
here.
You for bringing that up, Mark. That reminds me, in the very beginning of the hearing today, when they called the parking enforcer up, Alan, the first set of questions, or actually on cross-examination, the first set of questions that he was asked, because normally when they call you up, they ask you, what do you do, you know, what's your school, how long you go to school, things like that, kind of basic questions about you. And we knew that Alan had quit his job from his prior testimony with the city working as parking enforcer, but we didn't know what he was doing now. So our attorney, John Meyer, asks him, well, what are you doing now? And Alan refused to answer the question at first, and
he objected
really
from the stand.
Right, he balked at answering this question, and of course, he had to answer the question. The judge made him answer the question, but the dude really did not want to say where he currently worked. And I suspect, and he wasn't asked why he didn't want to say, but I suspect it's because he was worried the Robin Hooders were going to come to his work or follow him right. around at his job.
Paranoid. It's paranoid. The suggestion is he's so vain and wrapped up in his own thing, whether it's mental illness
him.
Or nothing or what. That, you know, somehow this Robin Hooding thing, saving people from parking tickets, is all about Alan.
Right. And, of course, nobody, ever since Alan has left parking enforcement, nobody's bothered to... You know, no one's ever gone to his house, number one, and no one certainly has gone to the place where he works. So the guy is...
We did see him at the baseball game.
We saw him at the baseball game, and we saw him at Robin Hood Park, of all places, when we had a cookout there one weekend. And those are a couple of the things I'm sure that he uses to tell himself that we are trying to stalk him or stalk his family or something ludicrous like that. Look, you live in Keene, New Hampshire. There's 22,000 people that live here. It's easy to see the same person randomly throughout the year
yes.
at various different places.
I saw the prosecuting attorney, not the attorney for this case, but the regular, mm-hmm. the one in
the
district
Amazon
court.
Woman.
Yeah, I saw her at Target a couple days right. ago as I was getting off work.
So it's just the way it is. Anyway, one of the other things I wanted to point out about the hearing today, which lasted all day, was one of the focuses of the city attorney, and again, they have two private attorneys that they've hired at God knows how much money. Actually, when I was walking back from lunch, I saw
them
on the street.
You'll find out when the next trial, if the next trial actually comes up.
We could also probably 91A it and get an information request on it. But anyway, you're saying no, it's not possible?
No, because I tried to get that information when I sued the city, and they used the same law firm.
Mm.
There's an insurance company that pays for hired lawyers.
So they are insured for that, then?
Yes.
Okay.
All cities and governments are insured.
Which means their rates are going up, which means their insurance
rates
are going to go up. But anyway, these two hotshot private attorneys were coming back from lunch, and I saw them on the street as I was coming back myself. And as I walked past them, I said, "Hey guys, what are you charging the city for, you know, your rates?" And the old, there's like an older guy and the young kid, basically, kind of teen. And the older guy goes, "See you in court, buddy." You know, he didn't want to tell me what their rates were. But, yeah.
And did you try to calculate any of the figures that were thrown out by the lady from the finance department that got up to testify?
Oh, she was like $1,000 for replacing the, putting it, like $200 for putting an ad in the paper to replace the guy who quit, and then $1,000 for the uniform, and $1,200 for the training.
I missed some of the numbers that she threw out.
Yeah.
But of the numbers that I was able to catch and put in a tweet, I calculated $8,500 is what they estimate to do a job search and hire a replacement.
That's right. Yeah, that sounds about right.
So I know that I missed some of the numbers. So somewhere near $10,000 to do a job search and hire a new parking enforcement officer.
By the way, there apparently have been liberty activists who have applied for the position. So it's not like they have to look for anybody.
They say that they've not been looking.
They have not been looking.
They have not yet begun the job search.
They have not been done their job search, but that doesn't mean people haven't gone down and filled out applications.
Right.
So, in fact, one of the guys who attempted to file a motion to intervene in this case, claiming that he is a Robin Hooder and was not named in the original case, his motion was declined or denied. He actually has gone down to the police department, and so he says he's filed to try to get the job. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More highlights coming up here, including the focus of the case was on this 30-foot radius and how everything would be fine if they just put this 30-foot radius in place. Really?
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-941-5792. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-941-5792. 1-800-941-5792. That's 1-800-941-5792.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are taking you through the Robin Hood trial. Robin Hood evidentiary hearing day two was today, all day long, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Cheshire Superior Court. If you're in the New England area and it's convenient for you, come on out. We got a whole day in court tomorrow.
Starts at 10 tomorrow.
Starts at 10 tomorrow, that's right.
It's and a blast for everybody. Come get threatened by the judge. That'll be fun.
It is a learning experience coming to court, and I highly recommend it to anybody that fancies themselves an activist. You really should come and especially watch activists in court, because it's a completely different experience. Because these are people who actually stand up for what they believe in.
Sit down when they say to stand up.
That's right. I did not stand when told all rise in the courtroom today. So you can, and I don't believe you did either.
No, I did not.
So you can go to freekeen.com and scroll down just a little bit, and you'll find the full hundreds of tweets that Daryl took the time to post earlier today. And very, very informative. We're kind of running through a few of those here. We're giving you some highlights of what happened. The city of Keene is trying to stop Robin Hooding from happening. Now, they claim that they don't oppose people putting coins in meters for other folks. It's just they don't want them the Robin Hooders harassing the parking enforcers. And they really would like to get their revenue. So ultimately, they want to put a stop to it. Is their goal?
You can't make sure that everybody complies with our ordinance, Ian.
Right, because they don't want everyone to comply with the ordinance. They want to write tickets. The tickets are where the revenue center is for the city. So that's been flummoxed, and they're really upset about it. They want to create a 30-foot radius around each parking enforcer to protect them from the existence of the Robin Hooders. These
right.
activists
months and months and floating. Months. It's important to mention that it's a floating.
What else
30
would it do? What else would it do with the parking enforcer going around, though? I mean, the 30-foot circle has to go with the parking enforcer. I mean, obviously, a parking enforcer is no good if it has to stay in a 60-foot diametrical area. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. This has been going on for months and months and months. These people showed a video today and were unable to produce one Robin Hooder threatening, insulting, or doing harassing in any way other than sort of being there. I mean, harassing's in the eye of the beholder, mm-hmm. although it's a legal term, but includes threatening and a variety of other things. None of this stuff happened. You think they could get one video of this?
Nope. Hey, by the way, Mark, you did a little research, thanks to John Kennedy, during the break there, about the question we were disagreeing on earlier in the studio was, you know, can you be forced to testify against yourself in a civil case? I said, yes, you can. And the truth is that yes, you can.
Yeah.
That's what interpretation.
O.J. According. Was compelled to testify in civil trial. There you go.
That's what I've heard.
I'm reading the... Part 1, Article 15 of the New Hampshire State Constitution that says that no one shall be compelled to accuse or furnish evidence against himself. It doesn't specify whether that's only for criminal or criminal and civil.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know what I've heard, right? I'm not an expert, so we got two guys saying one thing, and now you're what this...
I'm reading the New Hampshire Constitution, and other people are referring to Nevada.
Well, we all know they don't follow
the federal
rules.
And, you know, whatever else. So
yeah, well, we know they don't follow their own rules,
right.
So I don't know if I trust that, you know, they're even coming close to what the Constitution says. So they want this 30-foot radius around each parking enforcer.
Yes.
The 30-foot radius prevents you from recording within that radius. It prevents you, this is a proposal, will prevent you from speaking to the parking enforcer within that radius. It would also prevent you from being in the radius if you were to be engaging in Robin Hooding-like activities.
I think the way I understand the proposed request, it would just prevent you from being in the radius.
The original proposal was 50 feet, and it prevented you from being within
if
the radius.
If you're sitting at one of the sidewalk tables for one of the restaurants downtown,
you'd have to get up and leave.
And they walk near you.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
You have committed contempt of court.
That was the original proposal. They have since suggested a new proposal, which takes it from 50 feet down to 20 to 30 feet and slightly lessens the restrictions in the radius. But as you pointed out earlier, that has yet to be accepted by the court, I think.
Right. And my understanding is that has not been accepted.
Right. So
that's still a proposed.
A lot of the testimony and the questioning from the city attorneys in this case had to do with this 30-foot radius. So when they had the Robin Hooders up on the stand, this guy he's a real pro at badgering a witness. I mean, he'll interrupt the witness as they're trying to answer and badger them.
That's when you say,
them.
Excuse me, sir, you asked me a question.
Right.
I'm trying to answer it. Could you just wait just a second, please?
I plan on doing that when I'm on the stand tomorrow morning. So
I've watched you do this several times with several witnesses, and I find it very insulting.
Yes.
You're a professional, and I wish you'd act like it for just a minute. I'm just an amateur here.
Right.
This is your bailiwick. You're familiar with these rules, and it really feels like you're badgering me.
Yeah.
I just want to answer your question. I'm dying to answer your questions. Please, sit down and shut up so I can answer your stinking questions.
Ian, I'm not giving you legal advice. But one thing that I noticed when this guy starts, you know, essentially trying to badger the witness, I noticed both Garrett and James do this, begin to give an answer immediately, pause for about 2 seconds.
Give him a chance to finish. And
no, give your attorney a chance to object.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it gives you a chance to think, too, about what you're going to say. Plus... Yeah, but it's hard on a witness stand. It's hard, especially when you're up against a pro attorney like this. I mean, this guy's supposedly like one of the top civil rights attorneys in the country.
That much is true, but you're one of an elite too. You're a talk radio host, and you had the opportunity to watch him work over several witnesses.
Oh yeah.
If you can't handle this dude, you need to hang up your microphone.
It'll be fun tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. But a lot of his questions have been surrounding the 30-foot radius. So he would ask things like, so if you had to stay 30 feet away, you could record video, right? And, well, yeah, you could record video 30 feet away, but it's not ideal video. It's, in fact, terrible video because you, A, can't get close enough to get a decent audio signal because you... camera microphones aren't really anything special. You pretty much have to be fairly close to the subject, especially with your kind of standard handycam camcorder setup. So the audio would be terrible. And
you could
also
record video of this incident from the moon if that's what you wanted to do.
But the further you are away from your subject, as was pointed out by Garrett, I think, you know, people can cross between the frame and, you know, ruin your shot. There's that. But more importantly, if you've ever used a video camera, you know that when you're away, the further you are away from the subject, the more zoomed in you're going to have to be to get a tight shot. And the more zoomed you are, the more every vibration of the camera becomes amplified. So, you know, if you don't have a tripod, if you're 30 feet away from your subject, you don't have a tripod, and you're trying to zoom in on their face or something like that, it's going to be shaken all over the place. I mean, even the smallest tremors will become very noticeable on screen. So it's a terrible way to record video, is to go far away from the subject. The best way to record video of anything is to have your zoom pulled all the way out and to be as close as you can be to the subject. That gives you the steadiest possible picture of what it is that you're focusing on. So that was one of the questions. Well, you could just record video from 30 feet, right? Well, then the other one was, well, you could talk to somebody from 30 feet away. And so as an example, the attorney's on the other side of the courtroom saying, you can talk to me from here, right? Basically. And, well, yeah, if you're in a quiet courtroom with no one else around and soundproofing or whatever, then, yeah, okay, you can have a conversation.
The practicality
from 30 feet away.
Of these questions really doesn't matter. This is about a civil rights issue.
Yep.
The question is people are people who are required to pay the salaries of parking meter enforcers, because the parking meter agency here in Keene and likely around the United Nations or around the United States, you know, these organizations are in the red. This is an inefficient way to handle parking administration.
Yes.
And I believe the parking, the Robin Hooders, what their goal is to increase the efficiency of how parking is administered. And this is, since you can't get any kind of redress of grievances from local government, state government, or national government, we've seen that from a couple of hundred years, you've got to do things to get their attention. The attention's been had, and they still don't want to negotiate.
Oh, yeah.
They will spend tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of taxpayer dollars to get their way and not negotiate one whit.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up.
So it doesn't matter whether or not I can talk to you from 30 feet. The question is, do I have the right to talk to you from 10?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, in addition to that, you're far away from somebody. You can't even hear the person. You'd have to shout, which would make you look rude.
Yeah.
You know, if I want to have a conversation with a government employee, I want to come as at a conversational distance and have a conversation. If I'm 30 feet away yelling my opinions at somebody, that's probably going to make me look like a real jerk.
Absolutely.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More coming up. You can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live, Hour 3 next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with Life Watch. Dial 800-522-8286.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.